Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Chavav, 26, and we started the third parak in the last year, and we are on the top of Chavav and Aleph, talking about the optimal time for Hafrasha. So, and when does the Chiyuv kick in? So the Mishnah said, as we know, this parak is named Ochlin Arai. One is allowed to eat Arai until the Chiyuv of Chala kicks in, which is Gilgal. Gilgal or Timtum, Gilgal by wheat, and Timtum by barley. And the Gemara said yesterday, the Pashup shot, everything goes like barley. The Rambam put spelt with the wheat also, we pointed out. And the up until before that moment, though, it's not a dough yet. It's not a riso sechem. It's just flour. And therefore, there is no chiv yet. But we did say, even though one is supposed to wait until, or not one's supposed to wait, even though the chiv really only kicks in by the gilgal and the timtum, but if one was mafrish beforehand, if it's very early, you didn't put any water in yet, so then it's no good. Right, that's the Mishnah we had before, Hamafrish Chalaso Kemach. But if the water has already started the binding process, the Mishnah said, Kivish Inosenes Asamayim, once the water has started, so then you can, Magbeas Chalasa, then she is Magbia, and we said maybe even Midrabanan, it's a good idea to do it then, because the sooner you do it, the better chance that it's not going to become Tameh. So that's when it can be done, from the time of Nesinas Hamayim. And we discussed yesterday, that's interesting how that relates to the Malach of Lisha on Shabbos, which is a Machlokas Tanaim, Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, relating to the Chiyuv of Lush. Is it just when you add the water? Is it even when you add the water, or is it only when you need it later on, like the Shita of Rebbe? But the Mishnah said, the Mishnah had a limit that said, you could be mafrish from the dough once you start adding the water, as long as, the girsa that we read, as long as there isn't a shear of challah left in the flour that is not connected to the water yet. Right, that was how we read the Mishnah. If you remember the top of Chafayim and Aleph, Kivishin Osenes Amayim Magbeas Chalasa, Ubilvad Shalo Yehei Sham, Chameshes Ram Kemach. But as long as there isn't an amount of kemach left to make its own chiv of challah that is not in the that is not connected to the water yet, but according to that, and this is the diak now on the top of Chafav and Aleph, the only limit that the Mishnah says is that as long as there's no shear of challah left in the flour that's not touching the water yet. But what about how much of the flour is touching the water? But again, what's the case here? What you're being mafresh challah, what does the Mishnah say? Even though everything really starts at the moment of Gilgal, but if you're mafresh a little bit earlier, you put the water in, you didn't fully need it yet, but you put the water in, so you can already be mafresh. Doesn't say how much flour and water has to be connected at that moment. So it sounds like even less than five revan. Even less than the shear of challah, that's okay. Right, that's the chiyuv, the challah, the chalos challah, the chalos afresh is still going to work. So who is that like? Who is our Mishnah following that seems to allow afresh challah even for less than five revayim of dough? Right, because again, the Mishnah says, the only limit the Mishnah says is that it can't be so much left in the flour that's not connected to the water yet. Fine. But what about the water, the flour that is connected to the water? It doesn't say that you have to have the shear of challah in this. So the Gemara has two days. Is this only according to Rabbi Akiva or not? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, b'chlokas Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish says, the Rabbi Akiva he. Our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is the one that says later on Daf Lamed Tes, Tanin and Taman, Rabbi Akiva is the one that says, if you amafresh challah for less than five revayim, right, hanotel challah min hakav. Right, what are five revayim? Five revayim are 1 1/4 kav. So one kav is less than five revayim, which is the minimum shear. So Rabbi Akiva says, over there in the parak later, that if somebody is notel challah min hakav, Rabbi Akiva omer challah. V'cham omrim, ein achala. So you see, Rabbi Akiva already says, less than five revam of kemach b'di'eved is still going to be called chala. Right? If I'm mafresh chala from 1/4 of a kav, nobody's going to say that works. That's tiny. That's for sure. If I'm from a drop. Again, different than Shumas and Maestris, which have no minimum. no minimum from how much you have to take. If I have one pepper, if I have one date, I have to take off to Brisa Maestris. How much? Mashahu, as we said, midaraisa. I mean, when it comes to Truma. And the others, obviously, are 10%. Maser, from the word Eser. But the Mishnah later on says, there are Kodir Be'ekiva, if you take off challah from a cow, that's good enough. And the Chum say not. So, the first suggestion of our Gemara is that our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Just like our Mishnah says that if you're mafresh from the beginnings of the water and the flour, and there's no specific minimum shear given, so that's like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, really? That's like Rabbi Akiva? It's not exactly like Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara. Klumama Rabbi Akiva el Lishavar. Isn't Rabbi Akiva only talking about Bidiyevid? Bidiyevid, if you took this from that amount, that's going to work. Shema Kitchila. Is it even Lachadchila? V'hacha Kitchila nak anan kaimin. And our Mishnah, what is the language of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Magbas. Magbas Chalasa. It doesn't say Chala. That it is challah if you did. So our Mishnah seems to say even lachadchila. You can take off from even less. So the Gemara answers, you know what? You're right. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva plus. Goes even further than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Yardula, B'Shidah, Rabbi Akiva. You know, our Mishnah goes even further. The Mara Folder really has two ways to understand this line. Either as I just explained it, and then that the Rabbanan here are further. Rabbi Akiva would not say this, but they go even further. Or maybe you could say, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita, it's just not expressed fully in that Mishnah. And the first day of the Mara Folda, that Mishnah should have been first, and that Mishnah says, but the Evan, and this Mishnah says, and Rabbi Akiva says, actually, even Lachanchila. So again, that's 2 days. But either way, let's go with the first shot, and that is, our Mishnah is following the day of Rabbi Akiva, but even further, and therefore, taking a Hafrasha from a Kav is even Lachanchila in this situation. That is day number one. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, and maybe even further than Rabbi Akiva, that even Chala taken from less than a kav, less than five revim, which is even from a kav, that would be good enough. Interesting lashon of Rabbi Yosef Engel here. Again, this is classic Rabbi Yosef Engel language, and that is, yeah, we would have said this living in the post Reb Chaim Soloveitchik world. We use different words to explain it. Again, he lived right at the time of Reb Chaim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, but here he says, what are we comparing here? We're comparing, yes, that the Mishnah there talks about if you have less quantity, you only have a kav. And here, yes, we're talking about that the water and the flour might only have, you know, less than the shear of challah in it. But it's also, the point of our Mishnah is also that it's early in the process of kneading. It's not just that it's less quantity, but it's, you haven't finished the process. It's less in the maisa. So we would translate this as chefsa versus maisa. That's how we would say this comparison. We would use that lashon to express Rabbi Yosef Engel's idea. The Gemara is comparing, just like Rabbi Akiva over there allows less amount, so to here, it's also about less amount, but it's really about less, you know, if there's a process that takes 5 minutes, so then after 2 minutes, right? It's early in the process of kneading. So Rabbi Yosef Engel here says, Nira Be'enai, he says, that is on the line of Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni Hashas, he has a couple of pages about Yerushalm. Not just a couple, he has 30 pages after the end of Brachas, before Shabbos, he has Yerushalmi. So this is on Yerushalmi and Chala, right here. He says, the Gemara Rabbi Akiva Amar, the Gam Bekav, the Hupachos, Bishir Achiyuv, Shayach, Natilas Chala, just like Rabbi Akiva says, that if you have a Kav that's less than the Shir, it's still Shayach, Kach, so too. Kivan shehino sedes esamayim. Once you put the water in, after lo hay alisha adayin, even though you didn't really need it fully, kivan to call inyan alisha hu rak hachibur. Lisha means unifying. Sha kemach mischaber v'nase gush echad v'yal karchach nesidas hamayim tavi gamkin inyan chibur shemachaber hakemach yachad. Right, adding the water is the beginning of what you're trying to do. And kneading it is the hemshech of what you're trying to do. the Ayidea Mashkin, the Alkarchach, after Lohayachibur Gomur, Kilisha, Raktsaschibur, Mikomakom. Here's the line. Lurabi Akiva, de Gambiksas Hashir Hakamuti. Just like Rabbi Akiva says, if you have less than the shir kamuti, So too, in the connection, in the unifying, it's pachos b'kashir. You could have pachos b'kashir in a quantitative amount. You could have pachos b'kashir in, you know, how much you did of a process. Pachas b'kashir. Umuvan, and he says, and this is exactly what the machlokas is, what we discussed yesterday, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, about Lisha on Shabbos. Right? One, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that if you, just adding the water to the flour on Shabbos is chai for Lisha. Why is that Lisha? Lisha's kneading. But it's like pachas b'kashir. It's like chati shir in the maisa. You could have chati shir in many types of cases. He says, "Kamosh yesh plukta b'ksasius." It's a fascinating lashon. Ksas, ksas, like it's like a Yiddishism, like Shabbosos, right? Shabbos dick, right? Ksasius, just like this plukta b'ksasius, like chatzishirnis b'meleches hakamus ichoshim melacha. Kachu pluktas Rebbe Rabbi Yosi Yehuda b'ksasius be'echus. Hainu, which means is by Maisa. Dahainu nesina samayim duksasius halisha be'echus v'domel ksasius be'kamus v'kanal. And this has to do with chati shir, and you could apply this. What is there chati shir by ritzicha? Right, if somebody really hurts somebody, and now they're more susceptible to die. You know, is that going to be chati shir? Usually we think of chati shir only by quantity. But he says maybe this Gemara is reflecting that you could have a chati shir even by maisa. You did a little bit of lisha, but you didn't do all lisha. Is there chati shir? If you started a malacha, right? Sometimes we have this. Remember that we've quoted a Meiri in the past, the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, where the Meiri discusses akira without a hanacha. And we know for the malacha of Hotzah, you have to do Akira and Hanacha. What if you only did one? If you only did one, so you can tell me that's Chatzi Shir, that's Asa Daraisa. Chatzi Shir could do B'yochanan, Asa Daraisa. You did half a malacha. No. Sometimes, if you do only the first half of the malacha, that's not Chatzi Shir, that's called Chatzi Malacha. That's what the Meiri's Lashon. That's not Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is where I did a full malacha of Hotzah, Akira and Hanacha, and I only carried out pachos from the amount that the Mishnah says I'm chayiv on. But if I only did half a malacha, right, so then that's not chati shir. That's not kira without anacha. And you could, again, apply that whenever you need a maisa for a mitzvah. So then, if I chewed matzah, I'm about to swallow it, I spit it out. That's chati shir, the maisa achila. That's nothing, right? Because sometimes if you don't do the full maisa, it's nothing. Here, Rabbi Yosef Engel is suggesting the whole point is unifying. You could unify it part of the way, you could unify it the whole way. And that's chatzi shir in the, well, he calls ksasius, right, in the maisa. Okay, and he quotes other examples of that. Bishul, right, on Shabbos, if you put something on the fire, before it reaches the stage of Bishul, then you take it off. Again, that's if you, but it hasn't reached Machlo Ben Jusa yet. If he hasn't reached a certain level, then you might say it's nothing. But again, that's his formulation. Okay, we continue. So the first day of the Gemara is that our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, right? Just like Rabbi Akiva says, even less than five Revayim. So to our Mishnah does not give a limit to the amount of flour and water that has to be connected. What you're taking from, that's Reish Lakish. Our Mishnah could be even according to the Rabbanan there. The Rabbanan who say, if you take from a kav, it's nothing. Why? Is this from a kav? What do you mean? Why should you separate the flour that is connected to the water and the flour that is not yet connected to the water? It's going to be. You added the water and you're going to knead it all together. That Mishnah over there, later on, the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanan, is where you only have a kav. You don't have more than a kav, and therefore that you have less than the shear. Here you have the shear. Here you have the shear of flour and water. It's just that it's on its way to being connected. So maybe even the Rabbanan would agree here. Because this isn't called a hafrasha from a kav. This is, you even take into account the flour that is not connected yet. It's all in the same mixing bowl, and it's about to be mixed. Fine, part one of the daf. Next, second part of the daf. Tani, says the Brisa, Meiser Tevel, and this eventually will be connected. Meiser Tevel, what's Meiser Tevel? You have Meiser Rishon, that's Tevel. Tevel for what? Trumas Meiser. Right, you didn't take up Trumas Meiser yet. A Levi got Meiser Rishon from the Yisrael. And now it is Tevel, and it got mixed up. It got mixed up in Chulin. So now we're kind of stuck. Because the Chulin is already putter. The Chulin is already perfect. You get took Chuma and Chumas Meiser and Meiser Rishon. You took everything from the Chulin. You're about to eat the Chulin. And then Meiser Rishon fell in with the Chulin. And there's Chumas Meiser and the Meiser Rishon. If it was just Meiser Rishon, okay. Prove to me where it is. Maybe it'll be Batel. I'm Yisrael. I can eat it. We spoke a while in the end of the last Masechta about Meiser Rishon going to a Kohen or going to a Levi. Machlokas Tanoim. But here you have the Meiser Rishon, which has the Trumas Meiser in it, and it got mixed in. So what do you do? You can't take some off and say this is the Trumas Meiser. Why? Because maybe you're taking off some Chulin. If you're taking off some Chulin has been a Pater al Achayef. So you can't just take off from here to Pater to solve the problem. Okay, maybe it should be Batel. It should be Batel. If you have enough to be Mevatel it. 1 in 100, right? Trumas Meiser is like Truma. 1 to 100 is Batel. You can't because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? There's a way to solve this problem without relying on vittel. That's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. A davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel. Pashas bidurabanan. So what he's supposed to do here, right? It's not batel because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, and you can't just take some out from this mixture. So what do? So meister tevel shesari v'chulin oser kol shehu. It osers the mixture even with a tiny amount. Even a tiny amount is oser. If you have other Meiser Rishon in your house, then just take off extra Trumas Meiser from there, and then you're good. And then you're covered. That would solve the problem. If you have other Meiser Rishon around. But what if you don't have other Meiser Rishon around? Then you have a problem. Then what do? V'im lav, Rebbe Lazar ben Arach. We know him from Pirkei Avos fame. Rebbe Lazar ben Arach, Omer, this is what you do. You don't have a choice. You know what you're allowed to do? You're allowed to be korei shame in the Trumas Meiser in this mixture. It's somewhere in there. You can't take something out because maybe that's from the Chulin. You say, I hereby declare wherever the Meiser Rishon is in this mixture, right, 10% of that, a little bit of that, is Trumas Meiser. The 10% of that is it's in there. You're korei shame. Yikra shein l'Trumas Meiser shebo. And then memela, as long as you have 1 to 100 in there, v'yala b'achuz u'meya, it'll be batal. It'll be batal. What, you're just going to throw this out? So usually we hold the principle of ein mevatlanis l'chachila. You're not allowed to be mevatal something l'chachila. If bittal happens, then you rely on it. But you can't be mevatal something l'chachila. But here you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. If you have other ma'aser rishon, fine, take off 2 spices from another ma'aser rishon. But if you don't, since it wasn't an arach, you know what you're allowed to do? You're allowed to be korei shame to the mice, the Trumas Meiser, which will immediately and automatically be batel in the mixture. Rabbi Yaakov Guvulia b'shem Rabbi Chanina halacha Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. The halacha is like Rabbi Lazar ben Arach in that situation. Good. We often mention the machlokas. Okay, we're going to make more comments on it now. The machlokas between Rashi and the Ran about how to understand the principle of davar sheyesh lo matirin not being batel. Rashi says the pashup shot. And that's what Moshe Rishonim seem to hold. And that is, you might as well not rely on Bittel and do the other choice. Right? Rashi's Lashon is Asher Tochlenu B'Isser Tochlenu B'Heter. Rashi says, why rely on Bittel? You might as well wait. And that could be what Rav Elazar ben Arach is saying here. What does Rav Elazar ben Arach say? You can't might as well. There's no other choice. So if you go with Rashi's Svara, Rav Elazar ben Arach makes a lot of sense. Because, you know, you can't, there's no, Rashi's Svara is that, you know, you have another option. But here you don't have another option. So that's why Rav Elazar ben Arach says that this is what you do. According to the Ran, it's more difficult. Because the Ran doesn't say you might as well. The Ran comes up with a formal definition of why it's not batel. Remember the Ran always says bittel requires a clash. Nedarim daf nun beis. Bittel requires a clash between two different items. Isser and heter. Isser can be batel and heter. But if you have two like items, so then it's not going to be batel. Because there's no clash. They could coexist with each other. So a davar sheyesh lo matirin is a, even though it's usser, it's an isser that has a heter. But because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, it could already be defined as heter, and therefore it's like a mixture of heter beheter, so it's not batel. That's the svara of the Ran, if you're a member of Dafnan Beis, just like Reb Yehuda holds min bemino is not batel, the Rabbanon use that svara, that concept, to explain why Davar Sheyesh Matir is not batel. Because it's two like items, and therefore they coexist with each other, and one is not batel and the other one. That's the Ran. So according to that, why should Rabbi Ben Arach be true? It's just, you don't have a choice? Okay, tough luck. Tough luck, you don't have a choice. That could be the svara of those who argue, which we're going to get to in a minute. Right? Those who argue before we try to put everything together. But there are a couple of limits, interesting. The some achronim say that the Ran is only by lach balach. The Ran's whole svara is by lach balach. We have two liquids that get mixed in with each other. Where bittul should work, but it's not going to work if it's davar sheyesh matirin. But by yavesh biyavesh, if it's two dry items, it could be that the Ran would agree to Rashi's svara. Because there you don't say that you need each item still has its own identity. So some say the Marchesha says that when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish, Rashi would admit. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention, Rabbi Chanan says, maybe Rashi and the Ran go together. It's not a... Again, usually it's formulated as a Machlokas, and there are many Nafkaminas between Rashi and the Ran. Rabbi Chanan said, maybe, really, the reason is the Rashi. The Ran is just adding that you always need, for every din d'rabbanan, you need a ke'in d'araisa tikkun. What is the din d'araisa that this d'rabbanan is paralleled after? So the reason, the motivation for the din d'rabbanan, again, Pasha says, davar sheyesh matirin is not batel mi d'rabbanan, the reason for the din is Rashi. You might as well wait. But the way that it works, the Chazal say it's not batel. Where did the Chazal get that from? What din d'araisa can it be parallel to? So that's where he brings in the min bamino eino batel of Rabbi Yehuda. The din d'araisa that davar sheyesh matirin eino batel is paralleled after is this din. He says mishum. Says Rabbi, this is Rabbi Chanan Kovachirim Beitza Simin Dalet Oz Dalet mishum the bechal takanas v'gzeiros chachamim sarach shnei dvarim. Every din d'rabbanan needs two things. Number one, aleph. Eize tam ha'ilam l'sakim l'gzar. What's the reason they made such a gzera? And number two, afilu yesha tam shetzorach l'gzar, even if there is a good reason, aval klal gadol, milsa deleka dichvasa bid'araisa lo masakni rabbanan. If there's nothing parallel in it in the world of d'araisa, ko t'tikin rabbanan ke'in d'araisa tikun. Right, and therefore you need to parallel it to something. And here there's no parallel. Ula olam hein masmichin gzeirosehen la'eza din da'araisa. Right, they are masmich v'gzeira to ev to din da'araisa. V'achanami b'davar sheyesh matirin samchu gzeirasan lahadam in b'mino lo batel. U'may haitaimam mefalginan b'davar sheyesh matirin b'din mino l'she'eino mino v'ayin tos v'zinivamas. That's the important comment of the Kovitz shiur. Good. Usually, davar sheyesh matirin. Also, just one other hara about this topic. Usually, it's davar sheyesh matirin. You might as well wait. It's something that happens automatically. Like, what's the case at the beginning of Maseches Beitza? Muksa. So, if you wait after Yontif, it's not muksa anymore. There's no muksa. So an egg was laid on Yontif, and you're not sure if it was laid on Yontif. That's aser, but you're not sure when it was formed. Beit Shemal to be Yontif. Was it erev? Was it the day? Might as well wait, and then after Yontif, there's no issue of muksa. So that's davar sheyesh matirin. What if you're going to have to do something to make it mutter? Is that also called a davar sheyesh matirin? That's a machlokes rishonim. The Rashba and others, well, where does this come up? This comes up with, you put a fork on top of your refrigerator because you need to kosher it, because it got trafed up. And then somebody somehow sees the fork and says, what's the fork doing there? And they'll put it back into your drawer. And now you have all your silverware in your drawer. One of them is treif, but it's batel. But davar sheyesh matirin, you can just kosher all your silverware. Or an untoveled one. So not just putting a pot of water on your fire, you're going to have to take all of your silverware and bring it to the mikvah. And is that a davar sheyesh matirin? It's possible, but there's tircha involved. So davar sheyesh matirin with a tircha, is that called a davar sheyesh matirin? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim, whether you would say a davar sheyesh matirin in that case by the Rashba in Taras Abayis and Dalad below hefsid, without any type of loss. When we time up, bikaara shenesra machmas bala shenis arva bena kaaros lo chasha devashesh matirin. Ava bishesh heter bahagala. The Rashba says that's not a devashesh matirin. And the Abshar Shlomo says, Balavach ilo chashiv, kiva dena heter bamamela. The Abshar Shlomo says even further, forget tircha. It's only a devashesh bamamela. That's devashesh matirin. If it's going to happen automatically. And the Shach wonders, he says, what do you mean? He says, maybe even if you have to do something. Okay, that also might be totally on Rashi and the Ran, but that's a little bit the Devashi Shematirin. Says the Gemara now, Amar Biochanan, second to last line. What did we just say? Reb Elazar ben Arach says, if you have this case of Maisa Rishon getting mixed into Chulin, and you don't have a choice, you don't have any other Maisa Rishon in the house, then just be Kori Shem on the Shumas Baiser, and it automatically would be Batel. So the Gemara says, Amar Biochanan, Mimashalimdu es Akoanos, from what the rabbis used to teach the kohanos, the female, right, from the Shevet Kohuna. So from the instructions that they were given, you know the halacha is not like this. Not like Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. What do you mean the kohanos? So the Mefarshim here explain that it used to be when people were mafresh challah, they were very nervous that they're going to make the dough tameh, what's going to be, they're anxious. So they used to call over their neighbors, the wives of the Kohanim, who they were always used to doing things batara. They always knew. So, could you come be mafresh challah for me? Right? Knead it, take off the challah, and then leave, and then I'll know. I don't have to worry about anything. So, the Chachamim, that used to be a practice. So the Chachamim used to give these women instructions. And these are the instructions. Malindo Sakonos. And from these instructions, we'll see that the halach is not like Lazan Arach, according to the Gemara. What were the instructions? As follows. That when you're mafrish chala, as we said in the Mishnah, when you're mafrish, you don't wait, even though technically only when you finish the kneading, that's when the chiyuv kicks in, but you would do it earlier just to make sure you don't want it to become tambe. So right when the water and the flour start connecting to each other, that's when they would do the afrasha. So they would have these instructions. Say this. Hare ze chala lisazos. You have to say, this is chala on this dough. The alasar hamis arev ba, and on the sa'ar, on the yeast that is going to be added to it. That is a huge topic, really. It's not added yet. On the yeast, isn't that called a davar shelo ba la'olam? It's not even here yet. Again, a second shas topic on this daf, along with Eim Avat L'Nisal Chachila. There's three right here. But isn't that Darshish Shesh Matirin? So some say, well, it's biyado. There's a Gemara in Maseches Kedushin that says, if you're able to do something, right, if I marry you, Almanas, I don't know, I go over to a married woman and say, I marry you after you divorced. That's not in my yad to divorce, right? That's not going to work. But biyado, here I can add the yeast right now. So if it's a Darshish biyado, so then says the... says the Gemara, that might work. That works. So again, Hari the Chal al Yisazot, on this dough, and on the yeast that will come in. And on the flour in this bowl. You see the flour over there that hasn't been mixed in yet? I have in mind that my Hafrasha right now will have that flour in mind. And on the pieces on the bottom that are not fully mixed in yet, with my kneading it. There are some globs on the bottom. Likishetale kula gush echad, right? When the whole thing becomes one gush, huktash zeh shebiyadi l'shem chala. So then, what I'm being mafresh now will be chala. Again, a question: is it mamish not chala now until afterwards, or is it chala now but you just have in mind in the future? Okay, that's not the focus right now. Chutz minatame sheba, but also part of the instructions is say if any of this dough is going to become tame, the challah is not going to be connected to that. I don't want the challah to become tameh. So therefore, if any of it becomes tameh, if any of the flour becomes tameh, then it's going to be part of this gush, that's not included. Those are the instructions. So says the Gemara, we'll change two words. V'tamer hi. Why weren't the instructions the following? Why were the instructions to exclude a little piece of tameh? Why aren't the instructions... include the piece of tameh, but the tameh thing will be batel, right? We're not choshi that the whole thing is going to become right batel. You only have a little bit that's not connected, that might become tamei. So why aren't the instructions that if any little bit becomes tamei, it should be batel in the rest of it? It must be that we don't say things like that. We don't say things like, you know, automatically causing bittel, right? So you see from there that halacha is not like Rav Elazar ben Aruch. Rav Elazar ben Aruch said you could make the chumas, you could have maaser rishon that got mixed in, designate the chumas maaser, automatically will become batel. No, you see from these instructions that it's not. You can't do that. You can't create something that would automatically become batel. This item that's tamei. So aren't these instructions against Rav Elazar ben Aruch? And the Gemara answers no. Tuchilukim. Rabbi Yona Amar, Rabbi Shmuel Kaputkiya, v'chad min Rabbanan. Chad Amar, one answer, one chiluk is, kam b'shiyesh bo k'dei l'halos, kam b'yesh ein bo k'dei l'halos. Rabbi Zohar Arach is talking about where you have enough to be mevatel. You have 100 to 1 after you take off the chumas maaser. That's why he said you could do it. Maybe the instructions were given in cases, you have no idea how much is going to become tamei. Maybe it's not going to be small enough to be batel. So you can't just say, give those instructions. Because in some cases, there'll be more tumah than the amount that would be batel. So that's why you don't say that in the instructions. You just say, exclude the tumah. Number one, chilek. V'charana amar, and the other one says, mikivan shehu yacho lesakein. You change the girsa. You have another choice. For the instruction, Rav Elazar ben Aruch would agree, if you have any other choice, you shouldn't do what he says. But here you have another choice by the women. It's like, what did Rav Elazar ben Aruch say? If you have other Maaser Rishon in your house, so do that. Take off the Jewish Maaser from the other Maaser Rishon. That definitely would be better. But you don't have a choice. So the Gemara ends up by saying at this stage that there is no need to say that there's a machlokas here, that the instructions reflect against Rav Elazar ben Aruch. Rather, no, it's talking about two different cases. Rav Elazar ben Aruch is the only one that you don't have a choice, and you know there's bittel. You know there's amount to be mevatel. That would be what is allowed. One marker. Again, we're not discussing Dover Shesh Lamatir, Dover Shlo Bala Olam now, but we paskin, you can't be makar Dover Shlo Bala Olam, you can't be mafkir, you can't sell a Dover Shlo Bala Olam. We spoke a couple of weeks ago, I think we mentioned the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus, that you can marry a Darish Lobal Olam. The baby, maybe only after 3 months, Hukar Uber, man goes over to another man and says, I want to marry your daughter who's not born yet. That's an interesting discussion in the Gemara. But the Rambam says, you could be noder. You could be noder. This is a Yirali in the Rambam, which always means it's his own Svara. Yirali, this is Vav Lamed Aleph in Erechin. Yirali, Sha'afal Bishin Adamak Darish Lobal Olam. Im Amar Hare Alai Lahakdisho Hare Zachayev Lahakdisho Kishayavola Olam Mishum Neder. You could be no there under the Shabbat Olam. I hereby promise to be Makdash it when I get it, when it comes into the world. Right? And Vim Lo Hikdish, and if I don't, Hare Zahover Mishum Balta Acher. How that violates Balta Acher. And then the Rambam, very unusual. One halacha later. Raya Ladavar Zeh? What's my Raya? What's my Raya? That you could be noder and chayiv to be makdish to davar shabbat olam. Brano davar zeh, masha amar Yaakov Avinu. V'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach. Wow. The Rambam, first of all, he feels the need to bring a raya, and he brings a raya from Yaakov Avinu. Aser asrenu lach. V'nomar asher nadarta li shom neder. Unbelievable. And then he brings another raya from Nazir. U'kazer ro'i ladun. And the Ravid says, okay, I'll give you Yaakov Avinu, but I'm not going to give you the Nazir Raya. And he goes through. Anyway, that's the Rambam in Vav, Laman Aleph through Lama Gimel, in Hilchos Arachin. We'll stop here.